All right, now what's the temperature? Oh, I just had a temperature change. Ladies and gentlemen, it is down 70 degrees, fair and cool tonight, clouding up warm and humid tomorrow, followed by showers. So it's going to rain tomorrow for Sunday. Partly cloudy, light and variable Sunday tomorrow. That's nice. Light and variable sun.
WKBW.
Stand by for our Beatle countdown tonight. I'm going to count down from 10 to number 1. Fellas, it is time to team up with Tackle 23 after 10. The medicated clear gel helps solve a young man's skin problem. The man's way goes on like an aftershave, and it works like a charm. Get yourself some Tackle for your pimples.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof.
WKW Radio. All right, listen. You know what tonight? What are you doing in there? Cut that off. All right, it's 69 degrees. They tell me that I haven't laughed enough tonight. You know, so everybody's taking turns by coming and tickling me to death. Get out of there. Watch it. Hey, I carry this revolver. I got it from Oliver Lightning. That's what I tell your friends. It's time for Jackie Leonard time on WKBW Radio. Oh, what's the time? It's time for a bedtime story, Jackie Leonard style. This took place in Grimm, New Jersey. Catherine Kindlady was a well-known witch and a resident child psychiatrist at Grimm Trial Therapy Center. She was saved from suffocation and certain death last night when a passing woodcutter heard her muffled screams and released her from a large oven, and it was two of her juvenile patients that pushed her. The two hard-bitten teenagers, Hensel Clough and Gretel Pleen, were caught while trying to escape on stolen bicycles and are being held in the DA's office for juvenile court action. I'm terribly grateful to Mr. Engelbert Humperdinck, the nice young woodcutter, for saving my life, says Mrs. Kindlady. Her bright smile, her robust bearing, her 73 years. Now I have another chance to complete the therapy of Hansel and Gretel, two lovely and potentially useful children from terribly deprived backgrounds. I do hope I can persuade the DA to remand the children in my care. The possibility of the release of Hansel and Gretel appears remote at this time. Those kids are a menace, said the DA. Not only did they try to murder a kindly old witch, a woman who has devoted her life to the salvaging of young criminals, but they put the torch to her, almost completely razzed the child therapy center. The center, known to residents of suburban Grimm as the Gingerbread House, because of its mid-Victorian decor, is located off Route 3 in the Grimm Valley Forest. I'd like to accede to Miss Kindlady's request, continued the DA. She has done wonders with hundreds of incorrigible children over a long, almost saintly career in public service. But I don't feel like I'm taking a chance. We simply don't have enough witches in Grimm, and I would not want to be responsible for the loss or injury, even one of them. Remarks made by both teenagers lent credibility to the fears of the DA. Hansel Clough told the juvenile court aide, I couldn't stand that creepy old witch with all her bright smiles and nice way of talking. She was always asking me questions about my crummy stepmother and wanted to take a bunch of us on picnics and trips to museums. Once, she even tried to trade me 5 lollipops for my switchblade. What's the guy going to do to Rumble with a 5 all-day suckers? Gretel Pleen told the same court aide, the only reason we pushed that old clown to the oven was we couldn't push her out the window. In defending the children, Miss Kindlady said, if you'd been abandoned in a big city by your cruel stepmother with only a crust of bread to eat, you two would harbor violent resentments against society. Hansel and Gretel are victims to be pitied rather than feared. Modest woodcutter Humperdinck said, I'm real happy that I was able to save a nice old witch from those rotten kids. My old lady kicked off when I was a rotten little kid and I was raised by a witch. If it wasn't for her, I would have ended up in jail. And explaining her presence in the vicinity of the Child Therapy Center in time to save Miss Kindlady, Humperdinck said, so those rotten kids cut the wire on my TV set. I was going to make sure it didn't happen again so I could watch the premiere of the Joey Reynolds program. The Four Tops are here. I want to be loved.
Tentatively,
I think. It's done by the Four Tops, and it's called Baby, I Need Your Lovin' on WKBW in Buffalo. Joey Reynolds on a Saturday spec.
WKBW.
On the world's number one station, it is time for the sports scoreboard on WKBW in Buffalo. First of all, in the International League, they had a 5-inning Syracuse lead Buffalo 10-6. Jacksonville beat Columbus 3-2 in their first game of doubleheader. In the second game, at the end of 7 innings, Columbus leads Jacksonville 3-0. At the end of 2 innings, Toronto leads Rochester 2-1. Baby, Richmond, Atlanta tonight in the American League. New York beat Boston 10-2 first game. Second game after 6 innings, New York leads Boston 3-0. And Cleveland beat Kansas City 4-3. Washington over Minnesota 5-4. Baltimore beat Chicago 5-0. Detroit at Los Angeles late game tonight, 11 o'clock. National League. Chicago beat New York 4-3. Philadelphia over Pittsburgh 10-8. Cincinnati beat Houston 2-1 in the first game. Second game, Cincinnati beat Houston 8-7. And St. Louis and Los Angeles. St. Louis beat Los Angeles 4-1. San Francisco beat Milwaukee 7-2. And Irv Weinstein beat Danny Never, the Checkers, tonight. KB scores again 11-3.
And for complete sports scores, anytime, day or night, dial the KB Sports line at 883-0733.
Well,
you always know the score.
Can't you always know the score?
I think you always know the score.
On WKBW.
Yes, boss. Yes, boss. Rochester was my vocal coach. For Joey Reynolds, he taught me all I know. Yeah, boss.